Welcome to Relationship CPR, the program that helps you live out Romans 12:18. I'm your host, Ron Price, relationship speaker, humorist, and author of the Play Nice in Your Sandbox book series. Our topic today is having fun preventing conflict. Almost sounds like an oxymoron, but let's see. And by the way, I feel like every now and then I should remind you, some of you are new listeners to this program, CPR stands for Conflict Prevention and Resolution. In my book series, Play Nice in Your Sandbox, the play is always how to prevent conflict when you can and should. The nice is steps to resolve conflict when that's the more appropriate option. And I also want to remind you that Romans 12:18 has some powerful advice for us. The New International Version reads, "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." The New Living Translation says, "Do all you can to live at peace with everyone." The Aramaic Bible in plain English, that was a new one to me. "And if it is possible, according to what is within you, make peace with every person." I like that. Contemporary English Version, "And do your best to live at peace with everyone." Well, you like I, you know that sometimes that's easier said than done, and with certain people, it's easier than at other people, and certain times, it's easier to live at peace than at other times. But again, as far as within your ability, you should do that. And that's what this program is designed to do, increase your ability. I've mentioned in an earlier broadcast that I've attended so many workshops. I've been accused of being a training junkie, and I plead guilty to that charge. But I've learned from the best of the best different principles of how to do Romans 12:18. Live at peace with everyone. I don't do it perfectly all the time. And no, you can't ask my wife, but it's worth striving for. Because again, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's our example. We are His followers. We should live at peace with everyone. So I want to talk today that fun is a key element of healthy relationships and a good way to prevent conflict. Our focus today, by the way, is going to be most especially on marriages and families, although I'm sure you could have some adaptation into the workplace too if you'd like. But oftentimes life gets so busy that there's no time for fun, and I just want to tell you that's a mistake. At some program, we're probably going to go over the five germs that destroy relationships, create conflict, and what have you. And the lack of fun is one of those five germs, and especially in families, you know, couples meet and they have fun together, and they get together, they get married, they have children, and after time, life becomes raising the kids and paying the bills. Or is it paying the kids and raising the bills? Yeah, it could be either one, couldn't it? But fun gets pushed to the wayside, and I'm telling you, that's just a mistake, because if you're having fun, it's easier to put up with the little annoyances that can come your way from time to time. That's called life, by the way. So fun is a good antidote to conflict. So here's a few suggestions for you. One I like is called the 100-item game. And please don't get hung up on the 100-item as I describe this to you, but each member of the family should take some time and think back over their lives to the top 100 events. What brings joy? What puts a smile on your face and your heart as you relive and recall a precious memory? It could be obviously birth of children, wedding date, baptism, favorite vacations, just any special occasions, when you, if you got awards or what have you, or the church recognized you for something, or who knows. You look back over your life, and whatever comes to mind, write it down. Don't say, well, that's number one. That, no, it's not in order. You're just striving to list several key memories from your life. So when everybody's got that, and again, don't get hung up on the number. If you have 75, 50, I don't care. Younger children, obviously, will have a difficult time coming up with 100. But as many as you have, that's fine. So then we start, and one person's designated to begin. They call on a family member, and they say, what's your number? Well, let's start with number 7. That's a good number. That person looks at their list and go, oh, number 7. That's the time we did this and this, and remember it rained, and we met those crazy people. And you relive. You don't just say, oh, that's the time we went on that trip. No, you relive it. You put the energy behind it. You rekindle the joyous emotions you felt at the time that made it worthy of being on your list. And everybody relives the joy that surrounds that event. And don't rush it. But whenever you're done, that person calls on somebody else and says, all right, what's your number 12? That's another good number. Oh, number 12. Yeah, remember the time? And again, you get into it. You relive it. It creates joy. It creates happiness. It creates bonding. As you're reliving, you know what? We have had some good times together. And you're going to have some bad times. You're going to have some struggles and some conflicts and some down times. We need to be focusing on the good times as well. It makes those hard times more palatable, easier to get through, if you will, and so forth. So again, 100-item game. Take some time, do it, and have fun doing it. Another tip I want to share with you is called the Recreational Enjoyment Inventory. The Recreational Enjoyment Inventory is designed by Willard Harley, the author of His Needs, Her Needs, and several other books as well. The Recreational Enjoyment Inventory is something I'm going to tell you all about in 30 seconds.
If you're enjoying these informative tips from Ron Price, be sure to visit his website, ronprice.com. There you'll find helpful articles and posts he has written, plus information about a video course he recorded for churches and small group ministries. Again, that's ronprice.com. If you have a specific question or situation you're facing, you may email him at ron@ronprice.com. Again, that's ron@ronprice.com.
And we're back, talking about the importance of keeping fun in your relationship as a way to prevent little conflicts from erupting. I don't know that it's going to help you resolve conflicts, but again, it will make life more peaceable, I promise, if you're having fun on a regular basis. So just before the break, we talked about the Recreational Enjoyment Inventory. You might be able to guess the website for that is www.recreationalenjoymentinventory.com. Inventory. Let me tell you what you're going to find when you go there and print it out. Print out two copies, by the way. You're going to find a list of, I forget how many items, 80? That's a decent guess. 7 pages, I believe, of different activities, starting from A all the way to, I think they go to Y. It's been a while since I've looked at it, forgive me, but different activities. And the beauty of it is there's a column for the wife to go down and for every one of those activities, rate it from -3, I don't ever want to do that. Are you kidding me? To +3. Oh, I wish we could do that on a regular basis. So from -3 to +3, how much desire do you have to engage in that activity? And then guess what? The husband goes down his column. And for the same activities, rates from -3 to +3. And then what you do, you come together and you combine your answers and you're looking for the sixes. What are those activities that you both said, you know what? Yeah. I wish we could do this pretty regularly. And then you go to your calendars and you map out time where you're going to schedule it. You're just going to take the time to engage in those activities, no question about it. There's also places after you get to the end of their list where you can add your own. I don't know if you've found frisbee golf or disc golf, it's called. That's one of my favorites. Pickleball. Unfortunately, my wife is not athletically inclined, so I have to do those on my own, but you can find activities that you like to do together. Geocaching, that is one we like to do together. If you don't know what geocaching, G-E-O-C-A-C-H-I-N-G, look it up. It's a thing. It's a real thing all around the world, and all members of the family can participate. So those are just a few of my suggestions, but download the Recreational Enjoyment Inventory, fill it out, and as they say, make it happen. All right, one more. This one comes from Prep Inc. I've mentioned them a few times. I've referred to Prevention and Relationship Enhancement Program out of Denver, Colorado. They've been very influential in my life. Great, great people. Great material. They have a concept they call the 10 index cards. And again, this is for couples. So the husband gets 10 index cards. The wife gets 10 index cards. And on one index card, on each index card, I should say, you write down one activity that you would like to do together. And then you grab another index card and you write down another activity that you would like to engage in together. And then another and another until you each have 10 index cards with activities that you'd like to do. And here's the beauty of it. Whenever you're going to start this, let's say the husband goes to the wife's deck. He pulls out a card and says, oh, you want to go to dinner and a movie? Well, I tell you what, don't make any plans for Thursday night. I'll make sure the kids are taken care of. We're going out to dinner and a movie. Her idea, he's making it happen. Do you see the beauty in that? A couple of weeks later, she goes to his deck of cards. pulls it out, says, "Oh, you want to go out for a picnic? That sounds like a great idea. Don't make any plans for Sunday afternoon. I'll make sure the kids are taken care of, or you may want to bring the kids. We're going to go on a picnic." His idea, she's making it happen. I'll tell you what, you do that once or twice a month. You're just going to have some fun activities doing what at least one of you wants to do, and hopefully the other has the joy of making it happen, putting a smile on their partner's face, and engaging in fun activities that they've described as being fun, something enjoyable. And get creative. By the way, you may want to put down, "I want to go on a cruise," and your partner goes to the card and says, "Oh, you want to go on a cruise? Well, don't make any plans for Sunday afternoon. We're going to..." No, you're not. You're not going on a cruise on that short a notice. But here's what you can do. Don't make any plans for Sunday afternoon. We're going to go online. We're going to start doing some research about cruises. Where would we like to go? What's the best cruise line? What kind of budget do we need? And you start a folder. You start a cruise folder. And you compile that information and you go to the back of the card and you write down the date that you did some of that research. You started the research. Then you put that one back and you hopefully pull out another card that is more doable in the immediate future. Folks, make fun a priority, please. It's essential. Fun contributes to gratitude and optimism and just joy in the relationship. So again, when little irritants come up, they're not as powerful, they're not as devastating as they might otherwise be because the relationship is in a good place. Are you hearing me? Oh, I hope you are. And by the way, sometimes you think, "Oh, I don't know. Just do it. Let me leave you with a final tip. It comes from Mel Robbins, and this is applicable in a wide variety of life's situations. If you know you should do something, you should write a thank you card, you should call somebody, you should do whatever, and you're hesitant, you should get out of bed for that matter. Count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. If you don't believe me, do some research. Mel Robbins. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. She's written some books on it, has a TV show based on it. It's a powerful, when I say stimulant, a legal stimulant to get you going, to get you going. So please get together with your family, plan times for fun on a regular basis. Make it a priority. It doesn't have to be the priority. I personally believe Jesus Christ and your relationship with Him should be the priority, but a priority. You'll be glad you did. Well, today's relationship CPR topic was Have Fun Preventing Conflict. I'm your host, Ron Price. You can contact me, by the way, at 505-324-6328. Again, 505-324-6328. Or email me, ron@ronprice.com. If you're interested in any of my books, they're available on amazon.com. But if you email me, ron@ronprice.com, I'll give you a Strong Tower Radio listener discount. How's that? This has indeed been a Strong Tower Radio Network production. I look forward to being back with you next time.